Anthropic's IPO, the open weight shift, and the physical limits of the AI build-out. Anthropic has pushed its IPO to mid-October, with the prospectus expected in late September. The company's last private valuation was approximately $61 billion, which would make a successful public offering one of the largest AI company listings in history. Anthropic has received substantial strategic investment from both Google and Amazon, meaning the prospectus will price in not just consumer and enterprise products, but the company's role as a critical AI infrastructure layer for two of the three largest cloud platforms. The detailed financials, compute spending, enterprise customer retention, the balance between API demand and direct cloud subscriptions, will serve as a sector bellwether, shaping how the broader AI market is valued. Blackstone's claim this week that AI infrastructure spending is the opposite of a bubble frames the capital pouring into data centers, GPU clusters, and power infrastructure as demand-driven, with enterprise customers paying real money for AI services and absorbing new infrastructure as fast as it is constructed. The counterargument that total capital deployed far exceeds current monetizable demand, echoing dot-com dynamics, captures something real as well. The honest answer, analysts suggest, is that both framings are partially correct, and whether the gap between infrastructure investment and AI service monetization closes before the capital runs out is the central unresolved question. Blackstone's substantial holdings in data center real estate globally give the firm a clear incentive in how it answers. Major U.S. corporations are meanwhile replacing premium frontier AI models with cheaper open-weight alternatives, Llama variants, Mistral derivatives, and other models that can be self-hosted or accessed through lower-cost APIs. In some cases, open-weight models cost a tenth as much to run for equivalent tasks. For frontier AI companies whose business model assumes a durable quality gap, the pricing pressure is a genuine revenue challenge. Whether that gap is actually closing on the tasks enterprises care most about, as opposed to benchmark tasks that favor verifiable answers, is the subject of the week's most substantive analytical debate. Thailand halted permits for 49 data centers this week, joining Louisville and Tucson in imposing new controls over energy, water, and land use by data facilities. Bangkok's specific concern is power grid stability. Thailand's electricity infrastructure was not built to absorb the simultaneous load of 49 large-scale data centers. Tucson's intervention cited water consumption. Hyperscale facilities can consume millions of gallons per day for cooling, placing them in direct competition with agriculture and municipal supply in a water-stressed region. The pattern reflects a broader reckoning. The AI infrastructure build-out is running into physical-world constraints that software optimism did not fully account for. Antitrust scrutiny is also building around the concentration of compute in the hands of a few major cloud platforms, with the FTC reportedly examining questions about the Amazon and Google investment structures in companies like Anthropic strategic investment in a competitor occupies, as legal analysts note, a genuinely ambiguous space in antitrust doctrine.